KFIZ News Time is 10:10, actually coming up on 10:11 here on a Tuesday, first Tuesday of the month of May. It's May 4th of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you. Thanks for joining us this morning on KFIZ as we kick off hour number three of the program here on a Tuesday. And as we do a couple times a month, we take a time out and learn about some local history with our friends over at the Fond du Lac County Historical Society. Joining us once again is Tracy Reinhardt, here to talk about some local history topics. Actually going to talk about the upcoming History at Home program at the Fond du Lac Public Library. Learn a little bit more about what's going to be talked about with that. And Tracy, kind enough to join us on the phone this morning. Tracy, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm just fine. At least not getting rained on.
That is true. I drove home in a pretty sizable downpour yesterday, but we definitely needed that rain. And if folks have not mowed their lawn just yet, I'm sure they will be very soon. So.
Oh, yes.
Well, thanks.
Reminded me that I haven't checked my rhubarb lately. I think I should go out this morning and pick it.
There you go. We live to serve here, so check that rhubarb.
Yes.
Well, thanks for, pardon me, taking some time to chat, as always. And we're going to talk about History at Home. It's always a neat presentation over at the library, and I understand you're giving the History at Home presentation here this month.
The upcoming program, they're starting back up this month. So the History at Home program for me is going to be on Doc Aubrey, who is the newsboy of the Iron Brigade. But these History at Home programs right now are virtual. They're not going to be at the library that night. I am taping it next week ahead of time, and then they are going to be posting it on their website and wherever for people to view on their computers.
Okay, cool.
So it's going to be virtual, but at least they are starting the History at Home program back up.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to be talking about is Doc Aubrey, and he's one of the most interesting and fun people that I've ever had to research. Once I realized who he was and started researching his life, this guy was just a wonderful storyteller. And so he wrote about his experiences, but actually he's called the newsboy of the Iron Brigade, but he was too young to actually enlist. He ran away to be with he had four older brothers who enlisted in the Civil War. And so, and they were all, they're from Bennington, Vermont. And when his brothers all got on the troop train that after they enlisted and the train was heading to Washington, Doc decided at age 13 that he was going to go with them. And so he snuck onto the troop train and he hid from his brothers so that they wouldn't put him off the train. Because he was only 13. Mm-hmm. He was small for his age and had such a baby face, he didn't look like he was even 10 years old. But he was 13. He actually was barefoot when he jumped on this train in June and followed his brothers to Washington, D.C. When they first got to New York, they were met by an uncle, and Doc had been discovered by then. And so his family sent back a telegram to his mother and just said, "Doc is on the train, don't worry." Well, what mother is not going to worry when her 13-year-old son runs off to war when he isn't allowed to? What Doc ended up becoming is kind of like a camp follower. He could not serve, but they found jobs for him to do. The lieutenant of the company that his brothers had signed up for actually had him as a little orderly. He would pay Doc $2 a week just to keep his tent clean and keep his boots shined. And then when the lieutenant had any visitors, Doc would hold the horse for them while they conferred in the tent with his lieutenant. Mm-hmm. So those were his little jobs. They weren't, you know, he wasn't in the battlefield. He was just in the camp with the officers. And sometime during the war, his lieutenant was wounded. So then Doc attached him to General Bragg from Fond du Lac. And that's how he became part of the Iron Brigade. They made him an honorary member. When the war was over, he became an honorary member of the Iron Brigade. But all he did was really bring newspapers to the guys. And he tells such an interesting story. And some of the highlights that you'll come and get details of when I do my program. Actually, Doc was captured and was a prisoner of war for about 6 weeks. He had gone to town to pick up his big bundles of newspaper. Mm-hmm. And while he was going through that 30 miles away to get the newspapers, the battle line shifted. So when he came back, the pickets who actually had Union coats on them were really Confederate soldiers. And when they asked him for his pass and he showed it to them, that's when he realized when the picket guy started laughing, mm-hmm. that's when he knew the jig was up, that they weren't really Union guys, they were Confederate. Mm-hmm. And so he was captured and sent to prison. So he got paroled when they had a prisoner exchange, made his way back, got new passes, and found his way back to the Iron Brigade. So he went through the whole Civil War without really being a Civil War soldier.
Wow.
Which is kind of astonishing. You just don't think of that mm-hmm. happening. But he went through the whole Civil War without enlisting. He didn't get a pension. He wasn't, he's not listed as a Civil War soldier in any of the records, but he was always welcome. And he went to, after the war, there were GAR conventions, the Grand Army of the Republic. Those were all the veterans who loved to get together, 20 years later and swap stories. Mm-hmm. And Doc was the perpetual storyteller. So there are a lot of stories that he told about his war service. The one thing that I discovered, though, is there are some things he didn't really talk about. Must have brought back a few too many bad memories. And I'll give you one example. He was actually in Ford Theater the night that Lincoln was assassinated.
Oh, wow.
He was there when it happened. And he just mentions it one time. I was in Ford Theater when Lincoln was assassinated. But none of his stories are about that night or anything pertaining to it. So it must have been pretty traumatic to have been there and witnessed this and what happened. So that's just one of his many stories. I have a whole lot because he wrote a few books about what he calls his adventures. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't call the Civil War an adventure, but... He wrote a lot, not only of what happened to him, but he became really great friends with a lot of the generals of the Civil War, and they would greet him. They knew him as Doc, the newspaper boy. Mm-hmm. And so they would tell him afterwards many stories because after the war was over, he wrote to anybody he could remember, and he would track them down. For example, he made friends when he was in Libby prison with one particular guy. So 20 years later, he started trying to find that guy, wrote him a letter because he wanted to know if they had any souvenirs from the war. Doc had one of the biggest and most interesting collections of Civil War memorabilia. Mm-hmm. And that's why we know Doc today, because his collection is part of his collection is now at the Blakely Museum. He collected rifles. We even have a tree trunk with a cannonball embedded in it that's wow. in the museum. We have sent him a mouse trap. I'm not sure if this was part of his collection, but we have a mouse trap from Andersonville prison, and people don't realize they were catching mice to flavor their soup.
Ooh.
Or whatever they were, because they were so starving. And Doc has a lot of these stories and souvenirs, and they are on display in the Blakely Museum because he had this fabulous collection. He's a pretty interesting guy. When you read his stories, he also wrote a story. He wrote a book that was called 25 Years on the Streets of Milwaukee After Dark, because after the war, he came to Milwaukee. He followed the Iron Brigade, the Wisconsin guys, back to Wisconsin and settled here. He had a sister and a brother living in Milwaukee, so he settled in Milwaukee. And he became a night watchman for a large block of buildings in downtown Milwaukee. And at that time, the businesses paid his salary, even though he worked out of the police department. He wasn't a policeman. He was a night watchman. So he wrote a book about his adventures on the streets of Milwaukee and the things that he encountered. And so this guy is really a great storyteller. So my presentation is going to be about Doc Aubrey. It's going to be about his stories that he brought back about the war. I have some interesting photos he collected from anybody and everybody he could write to for a souvenir, remembered him and sent him. Some of them sent him tintypes. So we have a collection of his tintype, his photographs and things that he collected, and some of his memorabilia. So that's going to be the part of the startup of the History at Home back in Fowler Public Library, is this presentation. It'll be May 20th, I believe, is the third Thursday, and that's when they're going to release this. But it's going to be virtual. So you don't come to the library to hear the talk. You'll be able to see it on your computer. Or on the library's website somehow.
Very cool. Sounds like
that's
really
what's coming up. An interesting guy.
Yeah. Definitely sounds like an interesting story. Definitely gonna see if I can check that out coming up here later on this month. Tracy, thanks for sharing a little bit about it, and we'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right. Thank you very much.
Tracy Reinhardt joining us from the Fond du Lac County Historical Society here on KFIZ. And we'll actually, I'm sure, hear more about that History at Home coming up at our conversation with Ian from the library, which is coming up in just a few moments here. But appreciate Tracy for telling us a little bit more about what you could expect with History at Home with the Historical Society and the Fond du Lac Public Library.